نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. صدق الله العظيم. Today we are going to talk about another disease which ferments in our heart and which causes international havoc. This is a disease of jealousy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the Quran, has guided us in the last section of the Quran after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been receiving wahi for 23 years. The very last surah that was revealed is the Mu'awwidhatayn. According to the Mufassirun, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people have black magic on him. They make 11 knots, and each ayat was revealed which contains those 11 knots was unknotted. One of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the verse, those people who are envious, who are jealous, Wallah, I'm seeking your protection when they envy. When a person's heart jumps, as we said, or when a person's eyes falls on you out of envy, it has an effect. It has an effect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, Al-aynu haqqun. The evil eye is truth. Allah's creation, He made it like this. There is an effect. At times a person is jealous and he puts the eyes on you, you fall sick. It can happen. Then you get all bad things happening to you. We have seen it. We're witnessing it every day. This quality of jealousy is such a quality. When I ponder over it, I see that the recent wars that we have gone through all got to do with jealousy. What is jealousy? The ulama explain, jealousy is to express a displeasure when you see somebody is having something good in him or a position or a status. You express a desire, a displeasure at that, and you start thinking bad, how he can get rid of that, how to eliminate that good that Allah has bestowed upon it. What a bad disease it is. What a bad disease. The first very bad thing that we are, the disease that we have, it's so bad that first of all, we are going against taqdeer. As a Muslim itself, how a bad disease it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished for so and so to have a Mercedes. Now we're getting angry why he got a Mercedes. Allah gave him. Why we are getting angry about it? So and so passed his exams with distinction. We're getting envious about it. We want jealous about it. Why his child won? Now the next child, what we're going to do? We make sure that the next child doesn't go for the exams. Or the guy who got the Merc, we're going to poke the wheel or the tires. Now what happened? We start fermenting all type of bad ideas in our mind. That's the very first disease, the first bad effect of jealousy, of hasad, that it makes us, takes us to the brink of kufr. Because we're challenging, we are not happy of taqdeer. Allah has given somebody health, wealth, intelligence, a beautiful wife, or whatever. Allah has given it to him. Why are we jealous about it? That's the first disease, the first effect of jealousy. The second disadvantage of jealousy is, as we say in Arabic, النَّارُ تَأْكُلُ بَعْضَهَا إِلَّمْ يَجِدْ مَا تَأْكُلُ. Like fire will devour anything. As long as there is something to eat, it will eat it. But when there is nothing to eat, it starts eating itself until it dies out. This is the quality of fire. If we ponder properly on jealousy, when we are jealous about somebody, there is like a heat in our body. There is like a hatred in our heart. We feel it. We are not happy. Our heart is not happy when we see him driving his Merc. Our heart is not happy when his child is passing the exam. Our heart is not happy when Allah has blessed him with a beautiful and nice children and wife. We nurture, we harvest all those bad feelings in our heart. It's like a fire. And this fire brings nothing else but our own destruction. It is a frustration that builds up, a worry that builds up. Ulama Kiram explain that jealousy goes in three stages. Jealousy goes in three stages. The first stage is it's a thought that comes in our mind. It's just a thought. Oh, why he got a beautiful house? Oh, why he just get all the good jobs? Or if we're as a businessman, why all the customers are going by him? For no reason. We just, our eyes pop out on what Allah has given to him. That thought, it is an involuntary thing. We do not have control over our thought. Ulama says, that's okay. The thought came, leave it. Don't nurture this thought in us. Don't keep on calling that thought. Then it will be dangerous. Having the thought is not a guna. But to call the thought, Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, it is very dangerous. Because when we start getting thought, shaitan start making waswasa. We start talking about it, shaitan knows what is in our heart and start making waswasa. The next stage is, we start making plan now. How we can get rid of the favors Allah has given this person. We start making plan. How can we harm him? How can we take his wife away from him? How can we take his health away from him? How can we make such a setup of advertising that his shops close down? All types of ideas. When we start acting upon the dictates of jealousy, the demand of jealousy, then we become gunahkar. Then we become gunahkar. The third stage is when a person realizes the harm of jealousy, then what happened? He resists it. He starts resisting that jealousy. When he starts resisting just jealousy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his rank. He becomes very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why there was a great alim. He says to have sin, sin itself, guna in itself is a great thing. Because when we know what is a sin, we are in a position to know this is a guna. And this will take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we start training ourselves to counteract those feelings, those sin. Then our rank increases in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is easy to understand. Once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, somebody passed a comment on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He got angry and he jumped on him. He was on the verge to hit him. The person spat on him. Then he didn't hit the person. People ask him why. He said, the first one, I was doing it for the cause of Islam. Why he passed bad comment on Rasulullah Islam? The second one was because of me. I had to control myself. And this is a beauty to understand how a person can control himself. And this is a very, very important point. On this waqiyah, I read something very important. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, one of the main objective of sending Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was yuzakkihim. To purify the heart of the Sahaba kiram. This gives us the level that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has trained the Sahaba kiram. Today, the Shia are telling us, na'udhu billah, that the Sahaba kiram become murtad. If we accept this argument that the Sahaba became murtad, which means their heart has not been purified. If their heart has not been purified, which means Rasulullah failed in his nabuwat, na'udhu billah min dhalik. This is kufr. This is kufr. So on this aspect of tazkiyah, if we study the life of Sahaba kiram, we'll see how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his tawajjuh on each Sahaba, that the heart was really, really purified. And this is why in the light of the ayat of the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, on the day of Qiyamah, neither your wealth, neither your children will benefit you, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except that person who presents his heart, a sound heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the very first lecture I gave about 3 months ago. This is the same point we have to understand, what is tasawuf, what is islahi, majalis, what is the purpose of reforming our heart, to purify our heart, to understand the objective of Rasulullah sallam from jahalat, from the worst nation of the world, that neither the Byzantium Empire wanted to rule them, neither the Persian Empire wanted to rule them, but the effort was made on their heart, they built this iman, they built this yaqeen, that they have said, that spread light all over the world. This is very important to understand how much effort Rasulullah made on the heart of the Sahaba Kiram. So jealousy is such a point, is such a thing which destroys a person himself. Just like this fire, when there is nothing to eat, it's going to eat itself and it dies out. The same thing, we know we cannot take away what Allah has written in the taqdeer of a person, why are we jealous about it? And when we are jealous about it, we know it's not written in our taqdeer. Why we are wasting our time upon getting his things, destroying his things? That is a very, very bad disease. Ulama Kiram explained, first thing to do is to get rid of this thought. Because we have to think that when the thought itself comes in our mind, we have to think that this is not a good thought. It is an evil thought. But then if it persists, the second thing that we must do is to start talking good about that person. Analyze what is his good thing. If it keeps on persisting, talking about it, talk about his good thing, then if this doesn't go, make dua for him. Make dua for that person also, Ulama Kiram explained. To remove this disease, because the origin of disease, Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh explained, the origin of this disease is a bigger disease. It is, jealousy starts with pride, takabbur, and ghurur, which is falsehood. There are two diseases in our heart that contributes to produce jealousy. This is how serious this disease is. Only a person who has takabbur in him, this is why it comes in hadith, that on the day of Qiyamah, a person who has takabbur to the extent of one mustard seed won't have the fragrance of Jannah. When we think takabbur, pride is the mother of many, many diseases, then we'll realize how it's important to understand what is the need to reform our heart. The jealousy is a product of takabbur and ghurur. That is a product of pride, of arrogance, which is a quality of Iblis. I keep on repeating this ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ, that Iblis already was among the mustakbirin, those who had takabbur in them. It was so hidden in the heart of Iblis. Iblis was praying so much. It is said that all over the world he was making sijda. There is no place in the world that Iblis did not make sijda. But when he came to the crutch, the final stage to test him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to make sijda. For Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he refused because he could not take it anymore. That the limit, I cannot take that anymore. I am created out of fire. Fire is superior than clay. How can I bow in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? He could not take it out. This tabakbur manifests itself. Look, the gas that Iblis had, he raised his voice with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine that. Just imagine the power behind takabbur, brothers. The guts to stand with Allah. Allahu Akbar. Just ponder upon that. In Jannah. Answering back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think how disastrous takabbur is. Iblis had this. And this is the same quality that manifests through different color. One of it is jealousy. The other one is falsehood. We're living in our own imagination that this person got this, we're going to destroy that from him. We don't want him to succeed in life. We want his wife, we want his children, we want his car, we want his business, we want his house. All the things, he must lose it. This burns us inside. We can't take it. Why our neighbor bought a car today? Why my brother's child going first for his A-level? Why he's getting good results in university? All those things keep on burning us until we want to make sure that these things, he gets rid of it. It's being eliminated. What a bad disease. And we ponder on the world, you will find all those wars that is happening is what? This country got natural, got oil. This country got copper. This gold country got gas. We must get it. We must get it. We must get it. Out of jealousy. We don't want to make any effort. We want other things deeper. We want to take their things. We want to drain their economy. And this is what is happening in the world. This disease of jealousy. We can't stand it. How come they got so much thing? We haven't got it. Let's go and take it away from them. This is a disease which is manifesting itself all over the world. So Ulama Kiram explained that this disease is a manifestation of the human feelings that comes in our mind, and it manifests itself through the thought until ultimately we translate it into practice. And through that we're destroying our own family, our own self, our own neighborhood, and even countries are being destroyed because of that specific disease of jealousy. Jealousy, Ulama Kiram, as I said, say there are various stages. The three stages I have mentioned. But now Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thawi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that jealousy, when we want to cure jealousy, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has said there are various stages to cure it. The first one, he says, is to to look at the good quality of that person. I'm just repeating it, because it is such a bad disease, we must make sure that we understand how to get rid of it. The first thing Masha Farid Thami rahmatullah alayhi says is to start praise the good quality of that person. To get rid of this disease, get rid. We are in school, our friend is doing very well. Now what we're starting doing, for the exams, we take away his pen, so he gets disturbed. When he gets disturbed, his mind is not functioning. When his mind is not functioning, he's going to fail his exam. So jealousy makes us do that. So we think good about him. Praise his good qualities. Look for his good qualities. Now, a question comes to mind. How can we praise a person in our heart? We hate him. Ulama explain that by praising him, there's a very good thing coming out of it. At least, though we don't control our mind, though we don't control our heart, at least we're controlling our tongue. Come as come, our tongue has come under control. Inshallah, our heart also will come under control. This is why the ulama says, stop praising that person. The second one is, when we meet the person, meet him with humility. Instead of disgracing him, meet him with humility. Smile with him. Even there is some hypocrisy in our mind, but ultimately it is for our own good. Smile with him. Meet him with humility. Don't disgrace him. The third one, if any grief happened to him, and this is what our heart wants, that he must face all type of calamities, all type of difficulties. If this happens to him, make dua for him. Express grief in our heart for his open his misfortune. The fourth one, ulama kiram says, this also comes in hadith, all this comes from hadith, that start giving gift to him. Because when we give gift, he starts loving us. And when he's going to express his love for us, we're going to express our love for him. And this slowly, this jealousy will leave our heart. The fifth point is to show respect to him. To show respect. That's a very, very important thing that is coming out of our dictionary, the word respect. Huh? We don't know what is respect, believe me. Especially myself. We don't know what is respect. If only we know respect, we'll know how to talk to our wives. We'll know how to talk to the elders. We'll know how to respect our neighbors. All those problems coming out because the notion of respect is out of our life. Adab. So these are the five stages that the ulama says that we can reform ourselves to remove this disease from our heart. There are two, with this disease, there are two more things interlinked with that. This is why it's very important to study tasawwuf, to study those maladies, to be able to differentiate when we make our own reform. One is jealousy, which we have discussed. That is, we express displeasure when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given something to somebody, his status, his position, and we want this to lose it. And yet this person never did any bad thing to us. But being a human being, if we desire, just desire something in our heart that Allah has given somebody. In other words, the difference between jealousy and khidbah, we call it khidbah, just an envy. This is permissible in Islam. We are a human being. Somebody got a beautiful car. We don't wish that he loses his car. We wish we make dua that Allah also give us a beautiful car. That is jaiz in Sharia. But not all type of things you must become envious. A person whose heart is attached to the world, that also is another disease. Hubbu dunya, the love for this world. So it must be regulated. What we want, what we see from other people, it must be regulated. This is why ulama kiram says, always look at people who are under us. Don't frequent, don't live with people who are above us. Because then we'll try to identify our standard of living with those people. We want to live with the rich people. Allah has given them milk, so many shops. Now we too want to have milk and shops. And we know we are having this type of money to open shop. We do not have this type of knowledge to run big business, etc. That also can be dangerous for us. So what we desire also must have a limit. Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi has written a topic on that in Fazail Sadaqat. He has dealt with this subject. So ulama also explained, this is not a disease, it's human nature, as long as it is within control. There is another feeling that comes in our heart, the quality of malice. Kina. One is hasad. Hasad means, just repeat it, because it's interlinked, we must be able to differentiate all those diseases that we have in our heart so that we can purify our heart. The first one we talk is jealousy. Jealousy is we don't like somebody have something and we want him to lose it. khidba, somebody has something, we are happy with that, but we want to have it also. We don't want him to lose it. The third one is kina. In our heart, somebody harm us. Now we develop a grudge against that person. This is kina. That also is a bad disease. Why is it a bad disease? The question arises. To retaliate, Sharia allows us to retaliate. Somebody harmed you and you want to retaliate, there's nothing wrong. But to convert this retaliation as a disease in our heart, this is not jais. This is not jais. Once, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a hadith to this effect, told the Sahaba, there's a Jannati going. The Sahabi wanted to go and see. Whatever reason, just ask him, can I spend one night with you one day? He said, yes. He spent one night, he's eating namaz, he did namaz, he go and work. Nothing great, what great thing he's doing. He can't understand why. Why this person, Rasulullah says, a Jannati? But whatever he's doing, I'm doing, is normal life. He asked him, what's happening now? Then he said, every night before I go to bed, I ensure that I haven't got kina against anybody in my heart. I do not hate, I haven't got grudge against anybody in my heart. On this simple action in our eyes, but in the sight of Allah, it got a lot of meanings. It's not easy to take it out of our heart. A person is harming us, we want to forget him. Huh? It's not easy. He stole my money. He borrowed money from me. And now he go and make my ghibat with everybody that I owe him. It happens all the time of people we meet in society. Eh? To forget all those things is not easy. Eh? Inheritance. Father put all the wills. You go and cheat at father. And now he put the business on your name. And you want to accept this. You know, you are against Sharia. All these things are not against Sharia. We do Sharia's name. We want the business. We want our share in the business. Now grudge against that person. This kina is another thing that destroys us. When we have kina, there are two things that happens. One is it destroys our dunya, because ultimately it turns up into jealousy. And it destroys our dunya. And Rasulullah ﷺ says, jealousy destroys, consumes your good deeds, just like fire destroys wood. It's a hadith of Rasulullah. And Rasulullah ﷺ also says, don't have jealousy among yourselves. It's a direct hadith, wala tuhasidu. Don't have jealousy among yourselves in society. Because this is a very, very bad disease that we nurture in our heart. So this is the second one is a spiritual disease, the spiritual aspect that jealousy brings in us, in that it does not allow us to progress spiritually. It's like a mental block we have in our mind. Day in, day out, we think, how can we do harm to that person? How can we make sure that he loses this thing? Day in, day out, we cannot take it. When we are jealous of somebody, think about it. Every day, somewhere along the day, it will click in our mind. If during that day you are busy, it comes during the night, it's placed in your subconscious, it manifests itself through the dream. This is a bad thing about jealousy. We destroy nobody. We cannot harm anybody but ourselves. It's just like a person who spits in the air, thinking he's going to harm the sky, but the spit falls down to his own face. This is what jealousy is all about. We make all type of chakkar, all type of plans, that this person loses whatever he has. But this doesn't work this way, because we are challenging the taqdeer, we are challenging the fate of this man. Allah has decided he must succeed this way. Who are we to change the fate? If Allah has decided, it comes in the hadith, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to give something good for a person, the entire world will not be able to take it away from him. And if Allah has decided to take something from somebody, the entire world cannot put together to make him get that thing. So if Allah has put in his taqdeer to get something, why are we jealous to take it away? There was something very, very important. Once a person dreamt of Iblis. A person dreamt of Iblis. Iblis was carrying a bag. And in that bag, there was all type of filthy thing there. All type of filthy thing. Excreta, urine, etc. But on each one, what was written, love for this world, jealousy, this and this and this. So the man asked Iblis, where are you going with this filthy thing? He said, I'm going to sell it. He said, who will buy filthy thing from you? He said, I know a place, the market center. You see, on this bag here, there is hubbuja, the love for dunya. This I'll sell it to the businessman. You see here, on this bag, there is jealousy. This one I sell it to the scholars. Because the more you get ilam, the more there is jealousy. Because jealousy is linked to fame. Why so many people coming to, so little people coming to my bayan? Molana so and so is giving bayan. So many people are going there. Jealousy. When you have ilam, and the ilam is not making make tasia of, this is what happens. I ask a question often to the ulama who go in Jamaat. Simple question, they don't know the answer. Why for the layman, the usula Mullah Ilyas Ahmadullah Alayh, you go for 4 months? For ulama, it is 3 years. Why is this usul? Is it sahih bata? For ulama, it's 3 years. Most ulama don't know the answer. The reason is, 1 year you must spend in India, Pakistan. The second one is the Arab world. And the third one is a non-Muslim state. The reason is to make tazkiyah of your ilm. The reason is to make tazkiyah of your ilm. Iblis also has so many ilm, but the tazkiyah of ilm of Iblis was not made. And this is where he developed all the disease. If we do not nurture ilm properly, ilm is heat. If we do not nurture it properly, it develops so many, tenfold more. Maybe more than 10 times more the spiritual disease in the heart. It's just like a child having fire in his hand. If he doesn't handle this fire properly, he's going to burn himself. Not only himself, he'll put a house into fire. If an alim doesn't make his own tazkiyah, he's going to destroy society. This is a vision of Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, that an alim must go for 3 years jamaat. To make tazkiyah of the ilm. Because ilm, if it is not monitored properly, it's not being canalized properly, it's going to be very dangerous. One person studied under Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayh for 20 years. 20 years studied under Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayh. For 18 years, Imam Malik taught him about the akhlaqiyat. 18 years. Only 2 years he done Maslah, Masail, Hadith, Fiqh. Imam Baghawi Rahmatullah Alayh was a great scholar. Very great scholar. Then his spiritual mentor told him, stop talking. Come out from the mimbar. So many people were going to him. Great. People say, what he's doing now? Taking the great Ali, we are not benefiting from him. Blah, blah. People start talking about his spiritual mentor. No. Why? What is happening? The heart needed reform, needed purification. After he got his training for 1 year, 2 years, spiritual training, then the same Ali was put on the mimbar. It was something else that was coming out of him. Something completely else was coming out of the heart. This is why for ilm, the purification of ilm is very important. If not, it ends up in jealousy. It ends up in jealousy. And when ulama start having jealousy among themselves, this is where you get garbar in the masajid. You start getting garbar among the Muslim brothers. And you get garbar among, in the world itself, garbar started among the ummah because of this disease of jealousy. And Iblis said, this one, don't worry. I'm going to sell it among the ulama. It's true what we see. All over the world we see. It's jealousy. Jealousy is causing this disease. All the fiqh batila, or all those fights in the masajid that we see, all those things is out of jealousy. Who got control of the mic? Who is going to lead the masjid? Who is going to lead the namaz Eid? Who is going to make the bayan this Jummah? All those diseases come from jealousy. This is why it's very important to differentiate whether we're doing it for the sincerity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, all those bayan I made, I'm the first one to be subjected to all those diseases. Make dua that Allah correct me. But this is reality that I'm talking out that need to be changed. One important thing that the ulama explained is to have this sincerity when we do a good work. There was two great alim in Pakistan. One, Maulana Idris Kandalavi rahmatullah alayhi. The other one was Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi. This one I read in the spiritual discourses of Mufti Taqi Saab. He narrates his father was speaking something. That they were sitting together in Darul Deoband. And they were studying also. Then one day Mufti Taqi Saab says, I went to Lahore to visit Maulana Idris Kandalavi. Maulana Idris Kandalavi was a great scholar. He wrote one of the most beautiful books on Seerah, academically written, is in 3 volumes, Seerah Mustafa, by Maulana Idris Kandalavi. If you want to study the life of the Prophet, it's in Urdu, we read these 3 volumes. The first academic book, very academic, is by Maulana Idris Kandalavi, he was a great muhaddith as well. So when Mufti Taqi Saab went there, he says, you know, 52 years I have been befriending your father, but we have always been agreeing on things. Then he asked Mufti Taqi Saab, why this is so? Why? Then he said, your father wrote a book, Ma'riful Qur'an. Me too, I wrote a book, Tafsir Qur'an, I put the name Ma'riful Qur'an. Your father wrote another book, Dawani something, he put the same name, just like Mufti Shafi Saab. Same title, yet both were two great scholars, world famous. He said that whatever your father was writing, I felt it came from me. We said it together. So I was very happy whatever book your father wrote down, and it was my writings. So if your father did something wrong and good, it was me who was doing something good. There was no jealousy among them. For 52 years, they never, ever, ever had an argument come down to jealousy. Because there was no jealousy between Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi and Mufti Idris Saab rahmatullah alayhi. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken so much work from them. Jealousy. They manipulate themselves. They didn't express jealousy, they express love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken so much work from them. Mawlana Ma'riful Quran, ulama ikram sitting here will know, there is hardly any alim in the world who qualified in the Dars-e Nizami who doesn't know about Ma'riful Quran. Hardly any alim who hasn't got a copy of Ma'riful Quran. Now this book, Tafsir, have been translated in English as well. It's 8 volumes. Very, very good book. Actually, Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi has combined about 12 tafasir and has written this book. It is said that this Ma'riful Quran is the Sharah of Bayanul Quran, which is an extremely difficult tafsir, which I myself have problem to read, which was written by Mawlana Shafri Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, the spiritual mentor of Mawlana Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi. So to explain the Bayanul Quran, Mufti Shafi Saab wrote 8 volumes to explain that. Great, great, great work. So all Ivan Mawlana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi, in his bayanat, when he used to go and suffer, was carrying Ma'riful Quran with him. Allah Pak had put deep insight in the work of Mawlana Idris Saab rahmatullah alayhi and Mawlana Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi, because there was no jealousy among them. For 52 years, never ever had any argument. Why? Jealousy did not enter in their heart. This is thing we learn from our elders that we must put into practice. There is something very important to keep in mind. I was reading something very interesting, that to have steadfastness when we want to make our islah, those five nuskha given by the ulama kiram, how to remove this disease in our heart, there is something, an anecdote I read, is Mawlana Allama Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, great wali of Allah, great scholar. Once he reached a place and he saw that a person was hanged, no hand, no leg. He asked the people, what happened? The people said, this man, he started stealing. So according to Islamic law, you cut. But he didn't stop, they cut his hand. He went to steal again, they cut his opposite leg. Then he keep on stealing, they hang him. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, went, the body was hanging, he kissed the leg. People were shocked. You kissing the leg, well, what's wrong? Is that normal? A person of your caliber kissing the leg of a person. You see, I'm not kissing his leg. I'm looking at his steadfastness in stealing. The quality of his steadfastness that I'm kissing. If only he had the steadfastness in doing good action, where he would have reached. So he was looking at the virtue of his steadfastness. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best action, says in the hadith to this effect, the best action is that action which is being done regularly, consistently, wa in qalla, even though it's little. And that's very important. If a person wants to make his islah, who wants to reform himself, he must do action consistently. If you are an azkar, read your zikr consistently. If you're doing tilawat al-Quran, make sure you're doing your tilawat al-Quran. If you want to control your tongue, control your tongue. If you're making qazai umri, make sure that your qazai umri every day is being done. Whatever we're doing, do it little, but make sure we do it regularly, consistently. Mawlana Shafi Thami rahmatullah alayhi used to write a lot. It came that he wrote more than 1,000 books. Research in Pakistan revealed that directly and indirectly came to 2,800 books. 2,800 books. Some experts have quoted him higher than Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi. Allahu alam, I'm not qualified to comment on that, but this is the type of person. He used to write a lot. when people used to come and visit him, suddenly he would make sure that they wait a little. He makes salam, wait a little. I'm busy making tasnifat. He would make sure that instead, say for example, you two at 1 hour, but because mehman came, you would write for 15 minutes, but he'll write 15 minutes. This consistency is a great virtue that Rasulullah has put in the hadith as a condition that the greatest work that you can achieve is that work that you have consistency. So when we want to make sure, we want to remove all the spiritual disease in us, make sure that we have this consistency in our heart. Time is over, better stop now. Inshallah, we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the touch of our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the nur in our heart. When time comes, inshallah, I'm going to make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq. I'm going to talk on Allah himself. Who is Allah? We're doing salah, but do we know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When it comes in a hadith to this effect, 2 rakat nafil of an alim is worth more than 100 rakat of an armed person. What does this hadith mean? When an alim is saying Allah, alim doesn't make a person who did that in his army. I'm not talking in that term. An alim is a person who understood Sharia. You don't have to go to Darul Uloom to become an alim. Sahaba Ikram didn't go to Darul Uloom. You can go in your Jamaat to become an alim. You can see the Shaykh al-Tasawuf, you become an alim. As long as there is a sanad, the sanad goes to Rasulullah s.a.w. and you get the proper knowledge. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajha said, Al-ilmu nurun. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala also said that. Al-ilmu nurun. Ilm is a celestial nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in your heart. And I said it the other day, there are three ways of getting ilm. One is by reading books, you can get a little. But that's not the main way. The second one, you get it from your ustad, his heart, the nur, he transfers this nur to your heart. The third one, you know something, you practice upon it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you ilm. This is why Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, ilm. A person is an alim. A person who is an alim is a person who knows something and practices upon it. Allah says in the Quran, Surah Al-Jum'ah, that about the rabbis, the Jews, the knowledge, the books they have is like donkeys. You have laden donkeys with books. Allah never read Quran to carry in our heart and in our action. Time is over. Let's make sense. Inshallah, we'll talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah. يا رب العالمين يا خير الآخرين ويا ذو القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا حي يا قيوم يا ذو الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد كل معلوم لك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين ومع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة بغير حساب اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة بغير حساب اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان ولك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين